This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. The 2013 WHL playoffs down to just eight teams now. The top seeds remain in both conferences, and three of four division champions remain in the hunt. Ahead, we'll look back on the Kelowna Rockets' opening round comeback on the Seattle Thunderbirds, and we'll preview the second-round playoff matchups. The Kelowna Rockets pulled off one of the rarest comebacks in sports, rallying from 3-0 down in their series against the Seattle Thunderbirds to force a Game 7. Now tied 2-2 through regulation, the stage was set for some overtime heroics.
Fowley, blow line, Bowie, side!
Tyson Bailey scored all three goals, including the winner. He scored seven in the series. He spoke with AM 1150's Gord McGarva postgame.
That's every kid's dream, to play in a Game 7 in playoffs, and just everyone just wants to be the hero there, you know, in overtime. They scored with 7 seconds left, and we knew we can do it. And I wanted to be the one to step up and score.
And you just went to open ice, and Madison found you, it looked like.
Yeah, I was screaming for the puck, and Madison, with his great vision, hit me back door and just one-timer along the ice because I knew Glover was down and out. So, okay, yeah, that's it.
As soon as you hit it, did you know it was in?
Yeah, as soon as I shot the puck, I knew it was going in.
Rockets head coach Ryan Huska feels they had to pick themselves up heading into overtime.
It was tough when they scored with 7 seconds left there in the third period. You have a dressing room that's kind of down and quiet because they realized they were so close to coming back. But I like the way we came out in overtime. And, Madison Bowie first Justin Kirkland did a great job of just getting that puck in deep and then being hard on it. And then the puck came out to Madison, who had great vision to find Tice. So it was an exciting night for our guys for sure.
Coming back down 3-0 in the WHL playoffs has only been done once. The Spokane Chiefs rallied back in the Portland Winterhawks back in 1996.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chenault Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Rockets and the Kamloops Blazers, two BC Division rivals, battle in round two. After a 10-game season series, the teams will now duke it out for a berth in the Western Conference Final. The matchup has been anticipated most of the second half of the season, although it did look in jeopardy when the T-Birds took a 3-0 series lead against the Rockets. Blazer forward Colin Smith.
Kind of funny how things work its way out, I think. We played them so many times and, that latter part of the year. And, here and in Kelowna, this is a rivalry that's been going on for a long time. So I don't think, needs any motivation to get up for. I think not only the players, but the fans are pretty excited for it.
The teams last met in the 2009 postseason, a Rockets series sweep en route to a WHL championship.
Actually, I was 15 when that happened, and I think a lot has changed. It's kind of cool to see, and I think, the fans are going to be bumping, and, this is a fun time of year for, like I said, everybody involved, and, the fans are eager to see some hockey.
Blazer defenseman Joel Edmondson.
We've seen them throughout the season, and we kind of know what they have. They obviously have a few injuries, but didn't stop them against Seattle, so, they're going to come hard, and we just got to prepare for that. Not expecting them to change anything against us, and they're just going to come out hard.
He's been part of a WHL rivalry like this in the past after being a mid-season acquisition from the Moose Jaw Warriors.
Definitely a rivalry there. I'm glad I'm a part of it. It's pretty much like back in Moose Jaw, it's Moose Jaw Regina. So I know it's a big deal for everyone in Kamloops and everyone in Kelowna. So I know the boys are excited, and I bet they are too. So it's going to be a good rivalry.
The other second-round Western Conference matchup is a pair of U.S. division rivals, the Portland Winterhawks and the Spokane Chiefs. The teams met 9 times in the regular season, the Winterhawks winning 7 of them. Voice of the Winterhawks, Todd Vrooman, spoke with Winterhawks defenseman Derek Pouliot.
Talking about round two, taking on the Spokane Chiefs, it was a while before you guys realized who you're going to play. What do you think about Spokane?
They're a good team. They're fierce competitors. They have been for the past 3 years. They haven't changed their style of play much. And it's going to be a tough battle, just like the first round was, and looking forward to it.
The first round battle, you had success leading the Western Hockey League defenseman in scoring. The defense was scoring a lot. Talk about what you guys were able to do to get offense against Everett from the blue line.
Our forwards did a real good job down low, cycling the puck to open up some space for us at the point. And uh, you know, had a couple good shots there, and our defense was getting our shots through, and that's a big thing for getting some offense from us.
The WHL believes that success off the ice is just as important as success on the ice. Each season, the WHL awards close to 300 scholarships to graduate players, a total of 4,300 scholarships since 1993. WHL Commissioner Ron Robison.
We believe our scholarship program is the most comprehensive available in North America. Not only do we take care of the players' education through high school and preparing them for post-secondary education, but we offer the flexibility of the scholarship program that allows the players to determine whether they want to pursue university or trade school or any form of post-secondary institution, which we fully support through the WHL scholarship program.
Over 20% of the players in the National Hockey League are graduates of the WHL, cementing it as the undisputed leader in developing professional NHL-caliber talent. Former WHL scoring champion from the Calgary Hitmen, Brandon Cosin.
You got to understand that it's the best league if you want to go pro. And on the other hand, the education program is so good that if it doesn't work out, then you still have that education as well.
Portland Winterhawks forward and St. Louis Blues NHL draft pick, Ty Ratty.
I chose Western Hockey League because it was the closest to an NHL schedule. I think you have a game 3-4 times a week, practice every day, so it's the closest to the NHL, and so far throughout my career, it's felt like a pro league.
The WHL. It's your time.
In the Eastern Conference, the defending Ed Chenault Cup champion Edmonton Oil Kings facing off against the Medicine Hat Tigers. The Tigers are fresh after upsetting the Saskatoon Blades in the opening round. Oil Kings head coach Derek Laxdal says they'll look to turn the heat up on their opponents.
We saw their series. They got up early in every game. We've got to make sure we try and score first and put a little bit of pressure on them. And, you know, we got to make sure that we have established a good forecheck against them, that young defense core, and get a lot of pucks on that on landing, get the traffic. It's the same thing we preached about with Kootenay. So I don't think we're reinventing the wheel, any coaches, this time of year. It's going to come down to effort, intensity, and doing the little things right.
Laxdal says Tigers captain Hunter Shinkarik will be a focus.
Always going to get a lot of attention. I think by the end of the series, I think he's going to have a good look at our back end. And obviously, I'm sure Michael St. Croix and Trevor Cheek and those guys are going to have a good look at their back end. So it's going to be a real neat chess game. And obviously, you know, I know Keegan's up to it. I know Dave Musiel's up to it. Cordy Corbett, Griffin Reinhardt, Martin Gernat, Dyson Mayo, Asha Sonder. They're looking forward to shutting those guys down.
Oil Kings goaltender Laurent Brossoit had a big week. He was named the CHL Goaltender of the Week and then signed an NHL entry-level deal with the Calgary Flames. He's feeling on top of his game.
I feel exactly like I did last year. You know, my confidence is high, and it's where it needs to be. And I think everything, you know, in terms of, you know, my technique and my game is where it needs to be.
Brossoit has not been the busiest of goaltenders this year. Despite not seeing plenty of work, he's trying to keep mentally focused.
That's definitely the biggest challenge I've faced so far in my career is, you know, we have such a good team that I might not be able to see in a consistent amount of shots throughout a game, but I have to stay focused, and that's been the biggest learning experience for me throughout these last 2 years is learning how to deal with situations like that, and I'm just glad that I figured it out, you know, come playoff time.
Brossoit allowed just 4 goals in the 5-game opening round series against the Kootenay Ice. And the Calgary Hitmen and Red Deer Rebels are underway. The Central Division rivals met only 6 times in the regular season. The Hitmen won 4 of 6. 3 of those games settled in either overtime or a shootout. And that'll do it for our second round preview. I want to say thanks to Regan Bartel and Gord McGarva in Kelowna, Todd Bruman in Portland, and Corey Graham in Edmonton for their help this week. Thanks, guys. I'm John Keane. Enjoy round 2.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.